Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
On your morning team show, this is WSGW. It's 8:26, and with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you. Although, actually, without Art Lewis, he's off today. He returns tomorrow. Bill Hobson will be filling in for Art later on this morning. We're online. We're on air. And, yeah, it's Gene Autry's famous Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song. Everybody,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Go ahead and sing along. You know you're doing it.
You'll go down in history.
We actually, I don't know if you recall, a few weeks ago, we did a little blurb of this song because we found out that going up for auction were some of the figures used in the actual animated stop-action special. We talked about how the Rudolph and Santa Claus figures were going to go up for auction. And we were intrigued because we thought it sounded like it was going to be a low buy. I mean, the projected sale price was like between $150,000 and $200,000, which, not discounting how much that is, but we thought for something as iconic as that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the auction has concluded, and the figures, the figurines, I guess you call them, actually got $368,000.
Okay.
What?
Much above the...
This must have been initial bids then that were so low.
Could have been. The auction wrapped up at the Icons and Legends of Hollywood auction. It was last Friday. The buyer was not identified. The seller was the man who never wanted to part with the figures, but wanted to be able to take care of his children and grandchildren. So he wanted to sell them when he could and still get some money off of them.
Well, that's pretty good reserve to work with.
Yeah. 6-inch tall Rudolph, the 11-inch tall Santa, made with wood, wire, cloth, and leather, and they're still malleable. Rudolph's nose still lights up. Santa's beard, by the way, made with yak's hair, in case you didn't wonder.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. I needed to know that. Yes.
Didn't realize that. But, so nice to know they got... speaking of auctions, yeah. Do I have time for this? Yeah, there's another story I have here. Because there's another one of those where I think that something should go for more.
You know, instead of looking for silver and gold, all UConn had to do was just wait a few years and buy the figurines.
You know, if you'd have done that, it wouldn't have mattered. Could have thrown that pickaxe in the air all he wanted. the only photo ever taken of Neil Armstrong on the moon is going to be going up for auction at a Christie's auction. And it says here that this ultra-rare photo of Armstrong after making mankind's giant leap is expected to sell for more than $60,000.
Is that all?
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Again, wouldn't you think of something of that historical nature that it's going to go for?
I think the family would buy it for that, just to have a picture of him on the moon.
It was one taken by fellow moonwalker Buzz Aldrin after Neil stepped off and was, you know, in position for for a photo. But, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Again, I'm not sneezing at $60,000,
but
considering its significance.
Yeah. And why is this up for auction? Why is this in, like, in a museum someplace? Wouldn't that be?
Right. The Smithsonian.
Hello, NASA?
Yeah, somebody ought to have that.
Is it the photo where it's a straight-on shot? I mean, that's got to be, right? I think if I know the photo they're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. It just says the only photo ever taking of him on the moon. So
what about the one with him with the MTV flag? Oh, Did they have that one, too? That was.
I think that was Photoshop,
Oh,
maybe?
That was, oh, yeah. All right. That not
was,
real.
That was years later.
MTV wasn't around at that time.
He was a trendsetter, Dave.
It was a second mission that nobody knew about. They just MTV hired him and flew him up there. And we'll track this auction and let you know what happens. Let's see. It doesn't even seem. Oh, the auction runs through November 20th, so there's still time to get a bid in if you'd like. But, for 60 Gs, you could have that photograph. I'm thinking you could turn around and sell it for more, though.
So wait, the photograph of a real historic event is $60,000, and the Rudolph figurine is $365,000. Was that right?
And remember, the original projection was for like $150,000 to $200,000, so at least the original projection is more than...
Made in somebody's hobby shop compared to someone landing on the moon and getting their picture taken. Yeah.
What's more important?